Planned Parenthood applauds Nancy Pelosi for ripping up Trump's SOTUS speech. By Dr. Susan Berry on February 6, 2020. Abortion industry giant Planned Parenthood praised House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, for ripping up President Donald Trump's State of the Union, SOTU, address Tuesday evening. America's largest abortion business retweeted a GIF from The Daily Show depicting the moment at which Pelosi tore up her copy of the president's speech. In response to Trump's call for Congress to pass legislation that would ban later-term abortions, Alexis McGill Johnson, acting president of Planned Parenthood, also tweeted that the Trump administration is doing everything in their power to limit access to health care and abortion, and to control our bodies. Similarly, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, D, who gave the Democrat Party's response to the SOTUS address, tweeted, "We want women to have autonomy over our bodies." Whitmer continued the Democrat establishment's long-running strategy that Republicans are trying to take away Americans' health care. She wrote, "When it comes to health care, here is the truth. Democrats are trying to make your health care better. Republicans in Washington are trying to take it away." Planned Parenthood Greater New York Action Fund accused Trump of a new low by using a child who was born prematurely to shame people for their personal health care decisions. Trump's special guests at the SOTUS address included Robin Schneider and her two-year-old daughter, Ellie, who was one of the youngest babies in the United States to survive premature birth at 21 weeks and 6 days, and weighing at less than a pound. Trump said, "Every child is a miracle of life," and then led into his call on Congress to ban later-term abortions. In a pitch for donations, Planned Parenthood Action urged its supporters to make sure tonight is the last time Trump gives the State of the Union. The feminist organization retweeted comments from several Democrat members of Congress, including former presidential candidate Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, Senator Patty Murray, DWE, and Representative Barbara Lee, DCA. Accusing the Trump administration of a Muslim ban, Planned Parenthood Global said the administration is racially profiling people of color and subjecting them to mistreatment. In October, Planned Parenthood announced it expects to spend $45 million during the 2020 election season as it aims to win the White House and take control of the U.S. Senate. "The stakes are higher than ever, and we're coming out more powerfully than ever with the largest investment we've ever made," Kelly Robinson, executive director of Planned Parenthood Votes, told The Hill at the time. "Our country is at a crossroads, but now it's time for us to reclaim our power," said Ginny Lawson, executive director for Planned Parenthood Votes. "In 2020, we're fighting back and electing reproductive champions up and down the ballot, because our futures depend on it."